Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on in Revelation chapter 19. And today I want to back off and get a big picture of what the balance of this chapter is about. And perhaps we'll go back in subsequent episodes and look at some details. But it's really important to sort of see the big picture. We've looked up through verses 10 so far. So let me start at verse 6. It says this, "Then I heard," this is John speaking, "I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready." So it's a call from the angel here. It was a voice from the midst of a great multitude. It was a voice from the throne of God. That's what I mean to say. It wasn't God himself, but a voice from the throne. How do I know it's not God? Because it says, give praise to our God. That our idea. Maybe one of the four elders or something like that. We simply don't know. But it's a cry and a declaration to come and to worship God, because the marriage supper of the Lamb is about to take place. Now watch this. Let me go back to verse 7. "Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints." We talked about that previously. Now, verse 9. "Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God." Verse 10. "Then I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So that's where we left off previously. What does that mean right there? Well, he's saying, don't worship me. I'm a fellow servant like you and like your brethren, the ones who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Then he declares this, worship God. Well, what's the testimony of Jesus? Well, he says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So the testimony of Jesus may refer to the testimony of about Jesus or concerning Jesus, or it might be the testimony of what Jesus said himself. The kingdom is at hand. Okay, the kingdom of God is here, what we would call the gospel. In all likelihood, both of those are true. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, the testimony of Jesus. It's also that which Jesus testified to. And that is the spirit of prophecy. When we proclaim these things of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we declare the truth about him, remember what he said in the previous verse? These are the true words of God about those who had been invited, the call to come and believe. That is the spirit of prophecy. Whether it's an Old Testament prophecy speaking of Messiah yet to come, or someone prophesying today speaking of Messiah that has come and is yet to return. Now, verse 11, let me just read the balance of this chapter, because I want you to see the story. You've heard this before, but now you know the context better. Verse 11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth becomes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds which fly in mid heaven, come, assemble for the great supper of God. Okay, the great supper of God. So let me just tell you right here from the get-go, lest you get really confused, because I know we're listening to this audibly. And we've seen the marriage supper of the Lamb. Here's the great supper of God. They are not the same supper, though they are happening at the same time. The marriage supper of the Lamb is where the bride and groom come together and they're rejoicing. Here, the great supper of God is when the wrath of God is poured out upon unbelieving mankind, upon Satan and his minions, and all of mankind, basically, nearly all, is killed. And the birds come to eat the flesh of all this killed, be it man or be it other creatures. That's the great supper of God. So listen to this. Verse 17. Come, assemble for the great supper of God, verse 18, so that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of the commanders and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free men and slave and small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was seized, with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshiped this image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword, which came from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. There's just something about the way that this 19th chapter ends right here. And it says, oh yeah, all the birds were filled with the flesh of all those that were killed. When you first start reading this passage, up where it was around verse 11, yeah, you see the one come on the great white horse. You don't know who it is. You get hints in the English translations quite often because they start capitalizing things like he and faithful and true. Well, that's fine. The word of God. But by the time you get down where it says his name is the word of God, you begin to get a hint as to who this is. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's all sorts of questions that are often asked. And we'll go back again, and we'll go through it slower verse by verse and see if we can get some answers about some things. But do you see what's happening here? People say, well, when is the Lord coming again? When is the Lord going to return? And quite often the question is, should be, what part are you talking about? This right here is a major element of the return of the Lord. Well, again, 19th chapter. Hey, read it before you recline upon your night bed today. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.